Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love, seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub podcast. Today, we're gonna be talking about auditing your own student experience, your own student funnel, and the exact step-by-step that they go through to actually get to your product and experience your product. On that note, starting July 14th, we're getting started with the Kajabi Glow Up Experience, which is a completely new project I'm launching right now, and I'm so excited to finally have it out there. This Kajabi Experience is something that I've been thinking about for probably several years now, and even though I promised myself not to launch anything new anytime soon, it really has been on my mind, and especially now as these days I work mostly with Kajabi, and I'm really seeing how there is lack of understanding on how you can optimize your Kajabi experiences. So I decided to go for it and open this experience up. If you are on Kajabi or you plan to get started and want to make sure that you're truly going to optimize every part of it, this Done With You experience is for you. Yes, it's not just a course. In fact, there's gonna be guides, there's gonna be video materials, but it's not like a course curriculum to follow. Instead, it's gonna be very personalized, and really I will help you to make your specific space like laid out in the best possible way. You will find all the details and link to it in the description. We're getting started July 14th and it's going to be a 6-week experience. So if you want to join for this round, make sure to check it out. Now, today and here, I want to talk about optimizing your experience every step along the way. So let's talk about it. How can you audit and improve your own user experience? Step number one is to actually understand your specific customer journey. So this is that moment where you're gonna take a step back from staring at a specific landing page, trying to create the best design, creating the best product, or like working on yet another freebie, right? You will take a step back from these small details and truly consider the journey your users go through from getting to know you from those very first steps to actually getting in on your offers. And here, I really want you to circle back to questions about who is your ideal audience, who you're actually creating your products for, and at which part in their journey you are meeting them. What it is that they are currently searching for, what struggles do they have, what challenges are they dealing with. The whole topic of audiences and like figuring out your ideal audience, it may feel overdone. It may feel like everyone always is asking you all about that, but really it is the essence of actually building great experience. You want to truly know who is on the other side of your product so you can answer the following questions. What it is that they are currently searching for? What are the exact keywords they are typing? What are the exact issues, struggles, and challenges they are dealing with? You also want to know what is the background they're coming in from. Do they have any previous experience in what you're teaching? Are they starting from complete ground zero? All of this helps you to not only create a better product, but also create amazing user experience and aligned user experience every step along the way. And once you know who is your audience, once you actually have clarified that part, you want to understand how do they see you? When they meet you, when they have found you, whether it's Instagram, they have seen your ad, they have read your blog post, or whatever it is, what initial insights do you provide? What is your invitation for them to take a closer look? Are there relevant free offers? Is there any low-ticket products that they can learn from? Is there any product that is so specific to their problem that they're gonna look at it and think, yes, this is exactly what I needed? And it will not matter if it's like $90 or $200. They just know that this is the spot on product that they definitely need right this second. And from there on, where do they go next? Once they have enrolled, once they are on your mailing list, once they have made the purchase, whatever is the product they bought, what type of experience or support can you provide as the next step? And I often repeat this, that you don't need to have plenty of different products. You don't need to have like full offer suite ready, or you don't even need to aspire to create plenty of products, okay? All of this can be created in a very sophisticated way without too many different offers. However, you always just want to be thinking about what it is that they actually need. You don't want to just be filling your offer suite with different products because you feel like, you know, there's this $7 thing missing, there's this $90 thing missing, and whatnot. You want to be creating things that your audience will actually care for and that will actually make sense for them. Now, as you're doing this audit, I'm assuming that you already have some setup, you already have done something, or maybe after that first step, you are thinking about some improvement. At some point when you have things set up, and especially if you have already been in business for a while, you have already been selling things here and there, what you want to do is to actually go through all of this experience yourself. You may have done your best to set everything up, from the freebie opt-in pages to welcome emails to sequences, but sometimes it's so easy to overlook the smallest things. That one button that just doesn't really lead anywhere, or that one toggle that you forgot to turn on. Like, for example, I have written full mailing lists, like I have written email sequences that have just stayed in my email marketing software for weeks because I forgot to turn them on. So you want to avoid that. And this is just such a human mistake. It doesn't matter how much you know about the setup, it doesn't matter how much you have done it before, it's just so normal, especially if you are in the middle of it all, to like overlook a thing, right? So what you want to do, no matter when you did this setup, did you do it yesterday, did you do it a week or year ago, what you want to do is actually go through the whole experience yourself right now. And one of the reasons why I'm now creating this Kajabi Glow Up experience, specifically focusing on Kajabi, is exactly that. The fact that you can so easily overlook many different elements. They're just not right there, and you have to find where to optimize every bit and piece, and it can be a lot of time, right? So it's easy to overlook, for example, your checkout page design or the thank you page that they're gonna be led to, right? And all of these teeny tiny things is something that I'm gonna be helping you to deal with inside this Glow Up experience. So if you are on Kajabi and you do want that support, make sure to check it out. Now let's talk about some of those things that you should pay extra attention to. First of all, we're starting with the landing page, right? You're looking at the sales page, you're looking at the website, and you just want to evaluate this page itself. It can be hard to take a harsh look at your design, especially if you designed it yourself, but you just want to make sure that it looks nice, right? It looks nice. And you can always ask somebody, like you can share it online and just ask for feedback, especially for example, on platform like Threads, you can get a lot of great feedback from designers, from fellow creators, from business owners that maybe have that design vision that you may not have. Or maybe, you know, again, it's just easy to overlook things. Even myself, I am a designer by trade, but sometimes I set up pages and there's like something that I just didn't see. Like, it's just, sometimes you are just too close to see it, right? And one of the most important things when it comes to landing pages and sales pages and evaluating the setup is the mobile view. Please always 110% check the mobile view. So many pages are left unchecked here. I really just want to emphasize this and make sure that you always, always check the mobile view. And on most platforms, you can easily adjust the mobile view as well. Or there will be like some elements that you can change and update. For example, the spacing. If you can do that, always do that. And sometimes what you will need to do is just scratch an element altogether. Because here's the thing, if it doesn't work on mobile, way too many people are looking at the things on mobile, right? We're looking at our phones like all the time. So you want to make sure that it is mobile first design. And if something is not working, it may be looking great on the desktop. But if it's not working on the phone, you may need to rethink that or just provide alternative for the mobile view. Now, as we are on these pages, you want to be looking at the buttons and not only looking at them because they may look pretty, but they need to be functional, right? What you want to do is click on every goddamn button you have there and see where it leads you. Again, I can't even tell you how many times I have, by complete accident, have either the wrong link or I have forgotten a link or I have forgotten to update a link. Especially if the page has like 10 different buttons, and even more so if you are making any changes and you are like changing all the links or you're changing, you know, the product they offer, whatever is the case, you're leading to a different checkout. It's just so easy to overlook like one button, and you never know who is gonna click on that exact one button and they're gonna be led to nowhere, right? You want to make sure that all of your pages are optimized, all the buttons are actually active, and everything is working. Now, as for the next thing, we want to be looking at the checkout page, if it's a paid product, at the thank you page, if it's a free opt-in, whatever is the case. You want to evaluate what is that next step and exactly what it is that they see. These are those pages that are very easy to overlook because they're not always upfront. And you may just assume that they're gonna be fine, but then there are like some design elements that are random or, you know, just some template features that are left in there. And it can really disrupt that overall user experience. So you want to look at these pages and make sure that everything is aligned. And for now, the last but not least, the emails. What emails are they getting? Is there a welcome email? Is there an automated email that somebody is gonna receive once they join, once they purchase? What is that next step? What are the email sequences they might be getting? And all of this can be a lot of work if you're starting from zero, of course. But if you already have some of it done, you just want to revisit it and make sure that everything is aligned. Or if there is any missing pieces, any missing emails or anything at all, you can just make sure that it actually gets there, right? That you actually set it up. And now for the third step when it comes to auditing your own offers, we're gonna be talking about optimizing your experience. And I have to say that I'm gonna do a separate episode all about that specifically, but for now I just want to quickly introduce to this topic. So now that you have gone through that overall user experience, you know exactly what your students are going through as they're making the purchase, you know how everything looks, you know that everything is, you know, good to go. Now you want to be thinking about optimizing it for the profit. You want to make sure that every step along the way, there is a way for them to buy or opt in into something else that is going to be relevant specifically for them. And there are so many different ways how you can optimize these experiences. And here are three main things we are going to be looking at. We have the tripwire offers, order bumps, and upsells. Now, different platforms may call these a bit differently, but they all serve a similar purpose. And most platforms today, especially digital product platforms, they will have these features built in, or if they won't have all, they will have at least some, or there are also some workarounds for them. Again, I will talk more in detail about this in the next episode. But for now, let's talk about what is each of them. So a tripwire is an offer that you provide after freebie enrollment. So when somebody gets anything for free from you, on the thank you page, you are providing a tripwire. It's highly relevant to your free offer. It's low ticket and high value. Your tripwire really should be a no-brainer to buy as it just makes perfect sense for your students. So the main thing really is to make the tripwire as relevant for them as possible. Next up, we have an order bump. An order bump usually is an add-on that they can choose in the checkout. So before they have made the purchase, before they have clicked the buy now button, there's this small checkbox that they can click and say, yes, I want this. So as they're making the purchase, they have that additional option to add something to their cart. This gives your students an option to easily add that logical next step or just additional bonus. For example, it can be like one-time 101 call or a similar offer that they might benefit from. Again, of course, we want it to be highly relevant, but compared to Tripwire, it can definitely be higher price. And depending on what is your core offer, there are really many different variations to go for the order bump. But you again just want to make sure that it's aligned with what is the initial offer, so it's not something completely different altogether, and it will make sense for your students and their current experience that they are applying for. And the last but not least, we have the upsell. Upsell comes after they have made the purchase, so they have clicked buy now, and now they're led to a thank you page. Now on this thank you page, you're giving them the next level opportunity. So if they have, for example, right now enrolled in self-paced course, the upsell might be for them to join group learning experience or join a mastermind or join you for live calls, whatever that might be. So this will be like a separate purchase, but this is the next level opportunity, usually for a special price as well, something that they will not specifically get anywhere else. But as they have made that buying decision right this second, you are also inviting them to consider that next level step. We will return to all of these in the next episode in more detail with more specific ideas to work with. Until then, make sure to check out the Kajabi Glow Up experience. You will find the link in the description. And if it's the perfect fit for you, I'll be excited to see you inside. Meanwhile, if you have any questions or comments about the podcast or about this Glow Up experience, make sure to reach out to me on Instagram at Course Creation Lab. Now that'll be it for me for this time, and I hope to see you in the next episode.